This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
What's up? How about 260 pounds of funny fury? Yeah!
Well, the fat man made a funny!
That's right. I think 260 pounds of funny fury is pretty funny. I don't know. It's just going to be one of those shows, I think.
Hello!
Hello! And welcome to another episode of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
What kind of shit is this?
Well, you asked for it because we keep getting downloads. Once the downloads stop, we'll stop. Deal? Anyway, this show does come to you each and every week from the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant, right inside the padded walls of the electronic sandbox, ladies and gentlemen.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Who the hell do I think I am? Well, I'm your host, Crazy Jay.
If a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy.
Oh, and I'm definitely crazy. I'm not going to get into the list of things that make me crazy. Just at this point, take my word for it. Just want to point out here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, you can contact us several ways. You can email us.
You've got some mail.
Rockin'Comedy at mail.com. That's R-O-C-K-I-N-G. Comedy at mail.com. M-A-I-L, ladies. Rockin' Comedy at mail.com. You can also give us a call. You certainly can.
I'm trying to use the phone!
702-979-9606 is the number to call on Sundays between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. if you want to chat with us live. You can go to the official website of the Rockin' Comedy Show and scroll down, and on the main page you'll see a box where people are leaving comments, voice comments. We've talked about this on the show before. And that number is 702-727-4892. That's it. It's that simple. 702-727-4892. Leave a message, make a request, tell us what you like about the show, don't like about the show, what you hate about Mike, what you really hate about Mike, what you love about me. You know, just one of those things. So you can basically call that number or talk to us live on Sundays or find us on Facebook, MySpace. We don't hang around too much on MySpace as we do Facebook, so start your search there. Anyway, it's going to be, I think it's definitely going to be one of those shows. But we've got news for you coming up on this show. We've got some celebrity calls, plus stopping by our studio and bringing a guest with him is our friend, Mr. Chris Reject. So that ought to be interesting. Right now, though, as we're putting this show together, we just got word that Ronnie James, the frontman, of course, of D.I.O., you know, call it what you will, he has passed away today due to stomach cancer. And, I mean, this band, a legacy of music that they're leaving behind. One of my favorite songs, of course, is the same as many, Holy Diver.
For the morning, you can
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and joining me, like always, it's my good buddy and my holy diver. What's going on, buddy?
That holy diver guy died.
Yeah.
I just heard.
Yeah.
I just heard he died.
Yes, he did.
The holy diver.
Yes.
Did he actually dive, or what? Is that like what his profession was? Was he on like a dive team in the Olympics?
That's not what his profession was. He was
an Olympian?
Was a lead singer.
Lead singer for what? A dive team?
Yeah.
Was he a Jesus diver?
Yes.
That's why he was holy diving?
Yes.
Is that what the song's about?
No.
What's it about?
can we do this? We got a lot going on today.
I know. Well, like this. This is very. What is that song about? I just want to know.
I don't know what it's about.
Do you think he even knew?
Probably not.
Yeah, he's playing drugs.
Yeah, probably.
Guys, I'm going to let you know right now, if you're in a band, they're probably on drugs. A lot of your favorite bands.
Send emails to.
They're on drugs.
Shingles McFanny.
At gmail.com.
So what's going on?
You're
a free man. You no longer have the restraints of the VDC.
That's correct. Today was my last day of I was finally cleared. The medication finally worked.
Yeah.
I have no more VDC.
It's all cleared up.
It's all cleared up.
You finally got the antidote.
But now I start this new job, and I don't know, man.
It's not really a new job.
Yeah. From what I've been hearing from, like, Amelia and stuff, they don't like it. Because it's work. Like, it's a lot of work.
Well, of course
like,
it is.
Like, if a guest comes up, you have to help them.
Yeah, you're doing actual concierge work that Vegas.com never allowed you to
and,
do.
And, you know, Rebecca and Amelia, they don't fucking work. They
no.
never have.
No.
You know? And so they hate it. And I'm looking forward to it because the way I look at it is, yeah, I'm going to have to spend like 40, maybe I'll spend like 45 minutes with a guest. That means I'll help like 6-7 guests a day. That's it.
Yeah.
If things go right, that's fine.
You'll be doing less work and making more money.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to answer less stupid fucking questions.
Right.
And if I get really lucky, there's going to be an outside kiosk where it's like an air-conditioned room where you're like almost like outside of the hotel. No managers, no execs. Just me and, like, one other dude.
On display.
And I met...
Come see Mad Mike.
Yeah, tonight at 11. I met one of the only person to actually introduce themselves so far from all the people that work there. And I'm going to tell you right now, from what I've noticed, most of the people that work there, the concierge, are douchebags. No joke, douchebags.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for this one guy.
So you're losing Scanlon and getting 5 more.
Oh, dude, seriously, yeah. Like they look like, and you could tell, like, they just have no idea what they're doing, like, at all. And I'm like, and I'm the one that gets the last shift, you know, like, whatever.
Right.
But there's one guy that actually introduced himself and his wife, and he's this kind of tall, older black guy named Willie. He was super cool, man. So I'm excited to work with Willie. So, Willie, if you're listening, we're going to have fun. Me and you, Willie.
Yeah, he's going to be your new buddy.
He's going to be, yeah, I'm going to make Willie my buddy. Fuck Rebecca.
I learned today why I don't want to be married.
Why?
Because they helped Glenn move.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, was that today he wanted people to move?
Yeah, that was today.
Okay, I remember sending me a thing, but I had to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just glad I'm not married.
Just glad you're not married. For that reason.
Yeah, because I witnessed the whip action.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. So what is it with women? Just having that power over men. Women can get away with so much shit, but guys can't.
Like,
let's talk about this.
Like, no, first off, when you ask somebody, please come help me move, and Glenn, we're friends, but
yeah.
When you ask somebody, hey, come help me move, right? When I show up at 9 o'clock, Sunday morning, when I walk into your house that's ready to be moved, I want to see boxes taped up, written on stuff. You know, hey, you
dude,
know, kitchen,
I know.
Kitchen stuff.
And there's nothing like that.
Done. That house looked the same as it did every single time I
You've
came
ever
home.
Been in there.
And Krista walked in there and she goes, I thought we were moving today.
Like, that same thing happened to me when we had to move Kim's dad. Nothing was packed. We had, like, repacked. Oh, my God. It was like a nightmare.
Yeah. So there was a lot of direction, but as soon as things needed to be moved and needed to be lifted, I need to go to the store.
Yeah, she disappears.
I need to.
What is it with? And that's the thing. What is it with women always being able to get their way, and guys can't?
Right.
You know, like if we were to bring up a situation, they like could care less.
Right.
But if they, you know, other way around, then it's like the end of the world, and we have to listen.
Well, I will tell you this. You know who your true friends are when you ask them to move and they show up.
That's true.
That's who you know your real friends are.
That's true.
So
I had to work, pal.
So you just, you know, but I'm just saying, remember that when somebody asks you to come out and do something.
That's right.
And show a little support.
That's right.
Yeah.
Show a little support.
You just remember that. You're closer to my house now, so there's no excuse.
Oh, so yeah, why did they move?
I don't know, because they wanted to be closer to me.
Yeah. Where did they move to?
Yeah, closer to me.
Closer?
Yeah.
Closer to me?
Closer to me.
Closer to me?
Well, they might be closer to you, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm actually not too far from you.
Right.
In all reality.
Right, you're off Blue Diamond.
Yeah.
So are they.
Oh, are they?
Well, Durango and, like, pretty much Warm Springs.
Oh, dude, they're right next to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're closer to both of us.
Right.
They're closer to us. That's good.
So, you know, you learn who your friends are when you have to move.
Cool beans.
What else? Oh, entered a rock band competition at PG's Pub with OMT Entertainment.
How'd that go?
It went good. I had to scramble at the last minute to fill in for some band members because one of my band members decided to leave and do something else.
Oh, nice.
But Randy was there. And the funny thing about Randy, right? We all know he drums with no shoes on. We've talked about it.
Right.
So for his birthday, he gets the Ion drum kit, which has got the cymbals and everything, right? He's been playing that fucking drum set so much that he's limping. So he had to play with his left foot in his band. And he's, oh, what song are you guys doing, right? And so Alexis was going to sing for us. And I told him the songs we did. So they took one of our songs, and they went before we did.
And we
weren't able to do our song. And I told Doug, I go, what kind of competition is this? Maybe we would do that song better. He goes, maybe you would, but you can't do it twice. I go, that's dumb.
That is kind of dumb.
But we ended up coming in second, so it was
oh, right. So you lost.
Well, we're the first losers. But you know, still.
We were the king of the other losers.
Randy's bay. Oh, yeah, we came in first. Yeah, you stole our fucking song.
Stole our song, you douchebag.
Yeah.
What song was it that he stole?
Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Yeah, she can sing that pretty good, too.
She can. So yeah. I was pretty.
Was Anna there?
No, Anna wasn't there.
Really?
Yeah, because she knew I was going to be there.
I can't believe, like, she's so, like. Anna, just. Open your eyes. Maybe I'm asking too much.
I don't even know if she listens anymore.
I know.
At this point.
But, like, we're still your friends. Like, that's the thing. Like, we're not.
Oh, no. You guys are friends. I apparently am not worthy enough
right.
to be her friend.
Well, she said fuck both of you, remember, in the last comment?
What did I do? It may not be the same Anna. It just said Anna.
That's true.
You know? Fuck Anna. You both.
It could have been Anna.
It could have been Anna.
Yeah, not Anna.
So, you know, learning lessons this week. That's what this week has been.
Yeah. Okay, next time you guys go and watch Weekend at Bernie's, the first one, keep in mind that the co-star with the black hair is actually gay.
And Andrew Silverman.
Yeah, that's his name. He's a homo. See if that changes the movie for you.
It doesn't change the movie.
No, but it sure does add a lot of great commentating.
From you. From you, it does.
That was good, though.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And, okay, I'm sorry. Folks out there who've seen Weekend at Bernie and Weekend at Bernie 2, which one do you think is better?
Weekend at Bernie's.
I think Weekend at Bernie 2 is better.
No way.
Way better.
You only like it because of that one scene where he's dancing.
That doesn't make
the movie better.
He has an arrow through his head and he pulls a cart. Like, that's comedy genius. Okay? That's comedy gold.
It's stupid is what that is.
Ugh. And it's got voodoo in it. Voodoo makes every movie better.
I just wanted to show this again.
That does look, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. Now that
why did the music sound change all of a sudden?
Now that I've looked at it, you know. Now that I've looked at this,
yeah,
it doesn't. But I I certainly laughed.
That does too look like her.
It doesn't look like a cracked out Rhonda.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Let's do some news.
Like if Rhonda was like beat to shit and like snorted crack like for most of her life, you know, and lived in a trailer park like one of those like silver Twinkie looking mobile homes, you know.
An East Tennessee woman has been charged with forcing her 5-year-old son to smoke a cigarette.
What?
A Carter County deputy told the Johnson City Press that a 24-year-old woman was arrested on charges of child abuse and neglect, disorderly conduct, and possession of marijuana.
Oh my God.
A jail officer said the woman was being held on $12,500 bail bond. Jail records did not show if the woman hired a lawyer. Deputy Corey Didwell said that in response to a complaint by a witness, he stopped the woman in a car. And she told him she had forced her son to smoke a cigarette because she was teaching him not to smoke. Tidwell also then found a small bag of marijuana in the car.
What an idiot.
It's the news.
If you don't want your son to smoke, just tell him, hey, don't smoke.
It's not in the news here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Lincoln, Nebraska, police said they suspect they've captured the toilet paper bandit. A man who concealed his face by wrapping his head with toilet paper robbed a Lincoln convenience store last month. Police said the man was armed with a knife, but no one was hurt in the robbery. He escaped on foot with an undisclosed amount of money.
And an undisclosed amount of prices.
Captain David Beggs, a 29-year-old Joshua Nelson, was arrested. Beggs said a prescription pill bottle found near the store gave officers a clue to pursue, but he said it took until Saturday night for officers to find enough evidence for the arrest. A jail spokesman
shitty
said,
toilet paper trail.
Yeah. A jail spokesman said Nelson remained in custody. His attorney did not immediately return a call for the Associated Press. So, you know,
wow.
Wrapping your face in toilet paper.
Not work.
It probably is not going to work.
Yeah, that's like dumb. What if you would accidentally lick it to get all stuck to your face? Get it wet or something?
That's right.
And it gets all crumbly. Toilet paper like turns to like, you know, a little fibery stuff too fast.
Right.
You know? Like you can't like wipe your face with toilet paper because like it catches on like your hair on your face. And just, like, rips it to shreds. And it just looks like you just got, like, you know, like a toilet paper face. Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. So I have the phone line because we take calls every once in a while. But when I'm not in here, the phone rings. And I've decided that I now have to leave the phone set up to grab these calls. Because they, you know, they don't ever have the name right, so I don't know where the, you know, the lead is coming from, but I know it's a telemarketer call, and I gotta have the soundboards ready or something, because every day, like, the phone will ring, and I'll come in here, I'll be like, Rockin' Comedy Show, some will hang up, some will persist to talk to me, but I'm like, it's a radio show, you know, and they'll keep going. Today, the phone is ringing, and we're getting ready to go help Glenn, so Krista came in here and answers it. She's like, Rockin' Comedy Show, and God damn it, I wish it was on and recording, because this guy was like, what is this? And she's like, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show, it's a radio show. He's like, I'm looking for Jacqueline, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, this is the Rockin' Comedy Show. And he goes, oh, so you like take requests and stuff? And she's like, yes. And he's like, oh, can I hear something by Celine Dion? And she goes, no, it needs to be a little more rockin'. And he's just going on and on. Finally, she just hung up. But I was like, man, I gotta leave this stuff recorded because they call almost every day at the same time.
Wow.
So, and I did that one time we were doing the show and it happened live. The phone rang and I took it and he was calling from Nouvelle.
That's right, Nouvelle.
And I was like, it's a Rockin' Comedy Show. And he goes, well, I'm calling from Nouvelle. I'm like, well, what's Nouvelle? And he wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, and he wouldn't even tell you.
But speaking of calls, a couple weeks ago we replayed one of our bits where we did the DUI call.
Yes.
One of the gentlemen that's dating one of Glenn's daughters is from Utah, and I'd asked him, did you hear about this program a few months back in Salt Lake where they were, you know, running this DUI program where you could call this 800 number and practice making calls.
Right.
Because it's not easy to do. And he said, no, he'd never heard of that.
Wow.
Yeah. And one of our...
Obviously very successful.
Well, over the weekend, one of our friends got a DUI.
Oh, he sure did.
And he listens to the show. And I don't know if he heard those DUI calls and he thought, oh, this is just funny. But yeah. he needed to learn to make that call.
Yep.
You know, it's a difficult thing.
It's hard.
No matter how old you are, calling your parents from jail.
Sucks ass.
It sucks ass. I've never had to do it.
Me neither.
And I imagine...
Well, the one time.
Yeah, I imagine that it's pretty tough.
I've only actually had to go to jail once, and I called you.
Yeah, that's right. When you were practicing to be a ninja.
Yeah, and they freaking caught me stealing the Slurpee.
But
I didn't know you go to jail.
We heard
that.
About this campaign. We did it, and we replayed them a couple weeks ago, and they're really funny. Like, I forgot how funny they were, and I thought the one that we should replay now because he's out and he's dealing with his DUI situation. And he'll listen. And I really want you to pay attention. Right?
Seriously.
This is not, yes, it's fun. We had fun doing it. But at the same time,
this is a learning experience.
It's serious. We play those PSAs during the show, you know, from Rad, Rockers
yeah.
Against Drunk Drivers. You know, we play the shit for a reason.
Yeah, we really mean it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. We know you guys are party people. But you got to drink responsibly.
Yeah, drink responsibly. You need to, you know, it's just like when you shit, you don't like just half shit on the toilet. You make sure you get it completely in the bowl and that you flush and that you put the toilet seat down so the next person can come in and get a mystery prize. You do that because you care, and that's like the right thing to do.
So,
same thing with drinking.
Right, so out of the ones that we've done, I think because of the situation,
mm-hmm.
the one we need to play
mm-hmm.
is... where you have to call your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Not your mom, but your wife.
That was a good
one. And then she decides that she's going to leave you for the dentist.
The dentist, that's right.
So we're going to play that, and we'll be back right after this.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, honey. Where are you?
I think I'm in jail.
You what?
I was drinking and driving.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm not, though.
And you couldn't get a ride with a sober friend?
Jay said
that's right. I've met your friend.
Bitch.
Would it have killed you to call a cab?
Yes.
If you're thinking I'm going to come down there and bail you out, you are so wrong. I don't think so, buddy. Your bail money and I are going to have a spa day tomorrow while you sit there and think about this.
Could you bail me out?
Okay, I'm so mad right now. Yeah, you're not safe there. You're not safe here, buddy. You're not safe right here. You don't want to see me right now.
I didn't want a free night in jail.
How many times have I heard that? Well, I tell you, it's the last time, pal. You know, I've still got a cute figure. I've got options.
You obviously broke.
You know, he's a dentist now.
What? Who's a dentist?
Don't even go there. You think you're sorry now, just wait till you get home. Try not to trip on your stuff on your way to the porch.
What a bitch. Making calls from jail.
It's hard. It's hard to do.
It's not easy.
It's not easy being green, as Kermit would say.
Well, it was funny when you called your mom and you're like, well, Jay's here too.
Jay's here too.
Yeah, but we might play another. We might play a couple more of those throughout the show because they're just funny.
What the hell? Right?
They're just good. Speaking of drinking responsibly,
mm-hmm.
good friend of mine just celebrated a birthday this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, May 15th, Captain Morgan celebrated a birthday.
So. Oh, yeah, they were outside at the Monte Carlo pool.
Oh, yeah, it was Captain Morgan Day, and in honor of that, here's two of my favorite songs about rum.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cool. Yankee comes to Trinidad. They got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice. Make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down for Cubana. Both mother and daughter. Working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, you vex me, you vex me. Chicka chick carry to Mona's Isle. Native girls all dance and smile. Helps Ocha's celebrate his leave. Makes every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter. Working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, Mom, it's a fact.
In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girls, the native swoon when she hears her bingo croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter. Working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with Native Peach. All night long make tropic love. The next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter. Working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, it's a fact, Mom, it's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
Watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. That got me going without even knowing. I'm back right up and roll down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear in my soul tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor.
Speaking of birthdays, my brother's birthday is on Monday.
Coming up for him.
May 17th. May 17th be with you. It's not the same.
It doesn't sound the same as me.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't. God, Eric, you were just born on a shitty day.
Yeah, really.
You have a shitty birthday. It's like the gods shit on you and they had you born on May 17th.
Coming up next week, I really was not going to do this, but with your encouragement, and you said we have to, I spoke with Brendan Paul. I got his permission because I have this agreement with Brendan Paul that he's the only Elvis impersonator on the show.
Right.
And here in Vegas, I could pick from 1,000.
Oh, they're all over the place.
But Brendan's been the best. He's been my staple here for years on the show. Next week, the shittiest Elvis impersonator, Frank Castro, is going to be on the show.
Now, this dude is bad.
Yeah, you haven't seen him. You've just seen his picture.
Right.
But
dude,
I've seen him, and he's Wayne Newton. And when he walks in, I think you're going to think he's Wayne Newton. Yeah, and in true Crazy J, Mad Mike fashion, we'll get everything out now.
Yep. And then we're just gonna pretend like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
So I make the call to book him on the show, and he's so excited. I am so excited that I was able to touch you in a way that you remember me and you want me to be a part of your show.
Really? Wow.
He's like, I'm glad I made that kind of an impression with you. No, you didn't.
You did make that kind of...
You made the opposite kind of impression for me.
But both work.
So, he's going to be here, and I don't know if he can perform because he can't play guitar. So,
can you bring in his iPod?
Can he bring in his tracks? He doesn't know which one's coming up next. He's going to sing, obviously, Elvis songs from the movies because he does those ones the best. I'm going to make sure that he does Suspicious Minds. Maybe we'll do some Minds Piece karaoke.
Oh, there you go. Oh, my gosh, dude. That'd be great.
So, he is, to me, the world's shittiest Elvis impersonator.
This is going to be so fun.
And I've seen black Elvis impersonators, and I've seen Chinese Elvis impersonators. I've seen the guy at Bill's that's 350 pounds and sits on a bar stool. Big Elvis. I've seen him. Yeah, nothing is as good as this guy. Frank Castro.
Even his name sounds kind of like...
It sounds like a secret agent. Yeah. Frank Castro.
Elvis. Extraordinaire.
Frank Castro. Special agent.
Special Elvis.
he's definitely special. but we're working on some more good interviews coming up. And that hopefully will be happening after Desert Fest, which is coming up in 2 weeks. Pretty excited about that.
Very nice. I have no idea if I can go or not because I don't have a schedule.
But it will be definitely a lot of fun. And Rabbi is very close to opening up his new land center.
I thought he opened it up already. Oh, you know, I talked to him today and I already forgot what I talked to him about.
Yeah.
How great is that?
He's just about ready.
Okay.
But yeah, I helped him move in some stuff. And, you know, I'm getting an itch to go in there.
Yeah, we gotta kill some zombies.
Kill some zombies.
Ah.
What was that?
Ah, I hit myself with a bottle. I thought it would make a sound. Instead, it just hurt. Ah, I did it again. It's supposed to make like a sound. It's just making like a thwap.
We got a celebrity call from Jack Black calling a Waffle House.
I love Waffle Houses. I never even had a Waffle House, though, itself. But I like waffles.
Waffle House is a dollar. Can I help you?
This is an actual
Aren't
waffle.
You at work?
Oh, this is Jack Nicholson.
Huh? Aren't you at work?
What do you mean?
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Aren't you at work?
I am at work.
3 eggs over easy, 2 sausage, 6 strips of bacon with fries, 2 hard shell crab dinners, pitcher ice cold beer, 1 baked, 1 fried.
Oh. And that was eggs over easy with bacon and a sausage. Hello?
Yes.
Where is he?
Are you waiting for me, Susan?
Sir, I can barely hear you. I got your eggs over easy.
Three eggs over easy. Two sausage, six strips of bacon with fries. Pitcher ice cold beer.
Okay, I got your three eggs over easy. Bacon.
Yes. Are we clear?
Okay, I got you. You got eggs over easy, bacon.
Two hard shell crab dinners. Pitcher ice cold beer. One baked, one fried.
Okay. Hold on. I can't understand. I can't hear you.
Hello?
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 Yeah. How you doing?
All right.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Okay.
Carol, the waitress, did you have sex with her?
She just started. She just started. Sir, you want a triple?
Yes!
Okay, you want a triple? Egg over easy, right?
Yes!
And an order of bacon.
Yes!
Correct?
Yes!
What else?
Yes! Two hard shell crab dinners, pitcher ice cold beer, one baked, one fried. Do you get me, sweetheart? Can I ask you a personal question? Ever served in a forward area?
No.
Did you have sex with her?
Cow or waitress? Yeah.
Hello?
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 Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Have you ever served in a forward area? Wow, that could be like the front of a gay club. You don't even know.
What?
Ever served in a forward area?
Coming up on the show today, Chris Reject. He was like, Jay, it's been a while since I've been on the show. I go, you...
For a reason.
We heard from you during the listener party. And, I'm like, what can you bring to the table? What is new with you? Because you're not writing any new songs. And he was like, I'm going to bring my girlfriend and she's going to perform.
That's cool.
And so I'm excited. All right. So we'll see, how this goes. And if she does better than you, she'll be invited back.
Yes.
And you won't.
You won't be.
So we're gonna take care of that.
Woo.
Coming up.
Oh, yeah.
You have a how-to?
No.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Ugh, it's my schedule right now, dude. It sucks balls.
Killing me. So, anyway, you're like, no.
I don't.
I have nothing.
I'm saving them up.
I have nothing.
I actually have thought of some good ones. I need time.
Maybe you should do how. Maybe you should. I don't know what's going on over there. How to be an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, I really should. I should do it for that day. That'll be great. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, like that time you were trying to teach Bobby Shay how to be. He's like, I ain't going to listen to that. I'm not going to have time for this.
That's right. I ain't got time for this.
You're really going to sit here and tell me how to be a comic? I've been doing it for 44 years.
Maybe that's your problem.
Stop already.
Yeah.
let somebody else do it.
For the love of God, stop.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I got a text message from him yesterday. How are things in Vegas? Great, you're still gone. Asshole. Anyway, you're listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. We got more coming up.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
you can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
A start in every high school play, blew every drama teacher away. Graduated first in my class at Juilliard. Took every acting workshop I could. And I dreamed of Hollywood while I read my Uta Hagen and studied the bard. Take the course and paid my dues and got phenomenal rave reviews. I knew the world was gonna love me without a doubt.
Nah, 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 nah.
done with my life.
I should have listened when my grandfather said, why don't you major in business instead? Now my hopes have all vanished and my dreams have all died. And I'll probably work forever as a tour guide on the jumbo cruise ride. Skipper Dan is the name.
Some more news here for you coming out of the wire on the 44th floor. Colorado man.
I see groin. Do I see groin in
yes,
there?
Yes, you do.
Awesome.
Why you got to blow it already?
I don't know. I just saw it. I was like, oh, groin.
A Colorado man who claimed he was trying to defend himself from a mugger when he shot himself in the groin has been convicted of illegally discharge of a firearm.
He definitely had some discharge.
Investigators said there was no evidence to sustain David Leroy Blurton's self-defense claim, and jurors convicted the 50-year-old. The shooting happened at the parking lot of the grocery store in Dillon, Colorado in May of 2009.
Damn, 50 years old.
Prosecutors say Blurton had been drinking. Jurors also convicted that Blurton prohibited use of weapon, drunk with gun, and reckless endangerment. Prosecutors said they will request that Blurton be sentenced to probation. Blurton maintained that someone hit him in the back of the head and he was trying to defend himself.
The only positive outcome is that he had a small penis and missed.
Yeah, he shot himself.
Shooting only his left testicle. And scraping his scrotum.
That's right. The Charles County Sheriff's Office said a man called 911 and made up a story about being robbed so that he could get a ride home. Authorities said they were called to Hawthorne Road near Manor Drive in Ripley for a reported armed robbery. The man told officers that he had been walking on Route 225 when a car stopped and someone put a gun to his head and demanded money. The man claimed to have compiled, and the suspects fled. But as officers searched the area and noticed inconsistencies in his account, the man admitted fabricating the robbery story because he wanted a ride home.
Unreal, dude.
He said his cell phone was out of minutes and 911 was the only number he could still call. Officials say charges against the man are pending.
So wait a minute, if you have no minutes, you can still call 911?
Yeah. Yeah, really? they never turned those off.
Wow, I didn't know they could do that.
Oh, I shouldn't have told you that. Hey, do one more story here for you. We'll move on to the next thing. Police said a man was killed while attempting to pick up mail in front of his Spring Township home. According to authorities, 63-year-old Randall Grubb leaned out of his SUV to pick up mail he dropped it onto the road. Investigators say when he fell out of the vehicle, which dragged him down the street and pinned the man against a concrete wall.
Oh, no.
Grubb's wife was the passenger seat and unable to stop the vehicle from rolling forward. Despite the efforts from police and special rescue operation teams, Grubb died at the scene. The coroner ruled Grubb's death as an accidental death due to potential asphyxia.
No way.
Yeah. Crazy, freaky stuff here on the rock.
Fell out of his own car.
Fell out of his own
trying
car.
To get his mail.
Yeah, that he had dropped. And, well, this goes right along with the guy that basically shot his groin. Mark Warwick responds to Danny Phillips, cage fighter suspect in Brooke Phillips' case. He was shot by the police. The retired Tulsa cops said officers purposely fire low to avoid hurting anyone else and blew off his balls and part of his penis.
Oh, no!
Just to clear up a few things that are reported incorrectly. First clear of up. All, Phillips was shot by two Tulsa police detectives. No SWAT team was involved. The reason the shots were low was due to the fact that Phillips was standing in front of a large window. The two detectives shot low to prevent any possible injuries to innocent citizens. Actually, the low shots were pretty effective. Half of Phillips' penis was removed along with both testicles.
Damn.
I am a retired 30-year member of the police department.
He said member.
Yeah. I am proud to say the guys involved did a wonderful job getting the evil person off the streets.
And an evil penis.
And off removing his balls.
And removing his balls. That sucks. So. I worry about that at night.
What?
Someone just breaking into my house and shooting me in the balls.
Yeah.
That could happen.
So you gotta keep the girlfriend happy. Because she could shoot you in the balls.
She really could shoot me in the balls.
Does she have a gun?
No, thank God.
Are you sure?
No.
You're not sure.
I'm not sure. I'm never sure.
Well, there's a guest that I'm trying to get on the show. Legendary guy.
Henry Winkler?
No.
Oh.
Legendary singer... Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Great Balls of Fire. He's actually got a...
Oh, he's white?
He's got a new single out. He's called Mean Old Man.
If I look like a mean old man, that's what I am. If I look like a mean old man, that's what I am. If I look like a mean old man, I'm
fight you back and crawl. That's what I am.
So there it is, 72 years old and still freaking cool, dude. Rocking.
That was pretty bad ace.
Brand new, available on iTunes and Amazon.com. It's his new single, Mean Old Man. So definitely working on it, and we've already been in contact with a few of his people. So he's actually coming to Vegas June 30th to do a show. So it'll be awesome if we get to meet the killer.
Dude, hell yeah.
Guy's badass. He still rocks the piano better than any white guy I've ever met.
Yeah, well, maybe King Ralph.
Yeah, King Ralph. So it'll be interesting to have him on the show. One of his guys that I spoke to was like, "Well, it's called the Rockin' Comedy Show. How does Jerry Lee fit in?" I was like, "Rockin'."
Yeah.
He's 72 and still rocking.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
Still plays that piano like nothing. So. Give it up for Jerry Lee Lewis. He could be here at the end of June on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
So that'd be great.
Keep your fingers crossed. Why don't you start a Facebook petition like everybody did for Betty White to host SNL? That was pretty successful.
Snail?
Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
So stupid. You not know stuff.
I do. I don't even have a TV.
you should know SNL. That's been around forever.
I know S&M.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure it's your favorite.
I know Fruit Loops with marshmallows.
Would you stop? We're going to do another celebrity prank call. This is Goldfinger, also known as Sean Connery.
Oh, okay. I know a band called Goldfinger, but that's not them.
Sean Connery, also known as...
Goldfinger. Also known as Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Also known as Gold Member.
No, wait. That's Austin Power.
Goldfinger.
James Bond. He's also known as James Bond. So Goldfinger calls a bill collector.
Also known as Goldfinger.
Yes.
Who's also known as...
Thank you.
How'd you do?
Hello.
It seems I'm too good for you. What's your game?
Who's calling?
Mr. Solo.
From where?
Cuba.
You called from Cuba?
Yes, why?
How can I help you?
Both of us know perfectly well what we are talking about.
I haven't got a clue.
Go on.
What's this about?
It's the bar of gold you have with you, naturally.
The gold?
Yes, why?
I got gold with me?
So did
I. You call it from Cuba? How are you going to pick up this gold?
I own the club.
You own the club?
As soon as my bank opens.
Uh-huh.
In the morning.
So how much money you have for me?
Oh, 10 million tomorrow.
Very good. I'll be waiting.
You will be there to receive for yourself.
Yeah, I'll be waiting. You know who you're speaking with?
Yes, why?
Who are you talking to?
Where is he?
I haven't got a clue what you're talking about, Chief. Who do you want to speak with? This is a large company.
Go on.
What number did you dial?
You are a clever, resourceful man. Let's leave it at that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who you want to speak with. You got 50 guys here.
1940 smelt from the Wagner Foundry. That's...
Man, I don't understand you. Bye.
Hello?
What's your game?
Who am I speaking with? This is the second time you're calling me. What is this all about?
You can have the million today. Or 10 million tomorrow.
Yeah? Well, what's
as soon
about?
As my bank opens. In the morning.
In the morning?
Yes, what? Why?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The gold depository at Fort Knox, gentlemen.
A settlement? For what?
You have been recognized. Both of us know perfectly well what we are talking about.
And how much money is that coming?
You can have the million today.
I
or
can?
10 million tomorrow.
I can have a million today?
Yes, why?
How are you going to send it?
Obviously.
I'll take it.
But I think that it is necessary to remind you. This meeting is not a coincidence, eh? You will be there to receive for yourself.
Okay, how is it coming?
Mr. Solo?
Yeah?
Hold on.
Bye-bye.
What's your game?
I've got no game. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's another possibility, however. Cape Kennedy?
What's Kennedy?
I own the club.
What club? What is the name of the club?
Cape Kennedy?
No, you got the wrong guy, my friend.
Interesting.
Bye-bye.
Such a pity you did not choose to remain with the others. Some other time, perhaps.
You got the wrong number, the wrong guy. Bye-bye. Don't call this number again. Okay?
But I see that it is necessary to remind you.
About what?
You are a clever, resourceful man. Perhaps too clever.
Laugh. This conversation is terminated. Don't call my number, okay? Bye-bye.
That's great.
Oh, I love that. Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
I got the million. You can have a million today or 10 million tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I'll take a million today.
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Okay,
because you just offered it to me. And we'll do one more celebrity call. This is Alec Baldwin.
I hate that guy.
Do you remember when the tape came out about Alec Baldwin yelling at his daughter over the phone?
Yeah.
This is taken
from that tape.
Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? Mm-hmm. I've made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call. And you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on. You understand me?
What company are you calling, sir?
I'm tired of playing this game with you. You have insulted me for the last time.
Okay, who are you calling, sir? May I just ask?
You've made me feel like shit.
I'm sorry to hear that you're upset, but...
I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again.
Who are you calling, sir? May I just ask? We don't know who you are referring to.
And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation, and you do it to me constantly and over again.
May I just ask, sir, who are you calling?
I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old, or that you're a child, or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass.
Damn.
You are barking at the wrong tree. This is a... Are you calling?
You've made me feel like shit.
All right, sir.
I'm going to straighten your ass out.
I'll be connecting you to another number if you keep saying those things.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig. Do you understand me?
Okay. All right, then. I'll be connecting you over now to another department. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
11
Your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass.
Our employees are expected to treat customers in a polite and professional manner, and they deserve to be treated likewise. You have made the conscious decision to interact with our employees in a way that is abusive and completely unacceptable. As a result, we will no longer accept your calls or respond to your requests.
I don't give a
Please
damn.
Please do not call us again. If you have legitimate business with us, you may contact us by email. If you wish to leave a voicemail message, please press 1. Thank you.
I guess that came out at the time that him and Kim Basinger was getting a divorce, and some things were said, and the daughter got that phone call. That was a voicemail.
The daughter just turned it in, huh?
Oh, Kim Basinger turned it in.
Oh.
I remember it was all over the news. It was.
Damn.
Yeah,
I don't like Alec Baldwin.
I don't either.
Yeah. I just never liked him.
Yeah.
I think he's
there's a couple of movies that he's done, which was all right, but...
Well, yeah, he's kind of a tard.
But other than that, he's kind of a douchebag.
I like My Name is Earl. That's my show. I don't like 30 Rock.
Anyway, we'll be back after this.
Thank you.
overplayed. How could I live with myself going down such a big phony? Oh, I know now as I swim in my huge bin of money. Truth be told, I'm not that clever. Oh, with the lyrics up and say whatever. Like, hey there, girl, you're looking for the day, but you start fishing my face. Cause when my song comes up on the top 10 charts, my ego gets so huge. Cause I'm a hip hop star and I'm better than you are. Thanks to auto tune, and now I sound. Been working here for so long, why would I stop on this song? Samey, all the same,
At first you
thought it was so cool, now we just sound like fools.
The filter makes me sound so gay,
I can say I'm gonna beat you, give you syphilis and leave you. But you're much as sick as I'll okay,
Cause my
voice is so unthreatening. When my vocoder turned off in a sellout crowd, it was clear that I was through.
It's Crazy J.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
We are up here on the 44th floor with, no, he's definitely no stranger. He pops up a lot. I don't
stranger
know.
Stranger danger.
He figured out where the studio was at, and he's like, I got nothing else going on.
And we had just moved
I'm done with Burger King. Let's go hang out on the 44th floor. It's Chris Reject.
That's right.
Hi.
Hey, you work at Burger King?
Shut up.
I think we brought this up, but
you didn't believe me. He wasn't here when I told you that he worked.
So hold on. Is your double cheeseburger better than McDonald's double cheeseburger?
It's a lot bigger.
It's bigger?
Yeah.
It's not about
really? I will have a meat competition. You know, I'll whip mine out against Ronald McDonald's, and mine will win.
It's not about the size.
They could be like...
Are you speaking from experience over here?
Maybe I am.
Are you proud that your Burger King meat is bigger than McDonald's meat?
Yes. Who wouldn't be proud of that?
No, it's the same price, though, right?
I don't know.
You have to be proud of a place that has a hamburger called The Whopper.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was a kid, I used to...
Pretty soon they're going to have a burger called The Cockslapper.
Yeah. When I was a kid, the Whoppers used to be 99 cents, and I thought they tasted like Dr. Pepper. Yeah. No? Is it just me?
You know it's an experience every time you come in here, Chris.
I just love how the company I work for has no shame at all. Because, I mean, you look at the commercial that they just had where he's breaking in the McDonald's headquarters to steal the recipe. It's basically saying, fuck you, we're going to do it, okay?
Pretty much.
We have no shame. Well, eat a Burger King.
Well, that's not the first time Burger King's done that. They stole Jack in the Box fries.
Yeah.
See?
And we just stole their breakfast bowls, speaking of Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Nobody can see it. It's product endorsement. I'm drinking.
I was actually going to mention. I'm shocked that you're drinking out of a Jack in the Box.
You know why? Because I can't eat Burger King. You know.
But you could use the cup.
Why can't you?
You have to endorse.
No. Because I eat it all day long.
But yet, came in here empty-handed. And he's the manager of crying out loud.
Have you ever wondered why, whenever you get a burger, there's always a bite taken out of?
That's you.
It's been rejected. All right, there we go. Look at that.
But
instead of Rickrolled, you've been rejected.
Rejected.
Nice. But yeah.
Speaking of reject, they won't let me have that name on Facebook.
Really?
They're like, it's not your real last name. Yeah, it is.
How do you know? Maybe my parents were fucked up.
Yeah. Her last name, her stage name is Gunn. We'll go with that. And they let her have it.
Well, that's a real last name. Yeah. I had a science teacher whose last name was Gunn.
With two N's?
Yes.
My last name on there is...
Ah,
my last name on there is McGee. They let me keep that.
Yeah, and his first name is Junk.
Junk McGee. Yeah. So, I don't... they just don't like... You were rejected, my friend.
I know. It actually said that. It's, your name's been rejected. I'm like...
Mm, they wouldn't let me have Crazy J either, so it's all right.
Really?
Yeah. They're like, Crazy's not your first name.
Yeah, you can't have titles. Like, I can't put Reverend.
Oh, wow.
If I become Mayor, I can't put Mayor. Which I'm...
Just so
yeah, which you're not doing.
No, I'm not doing it anymore.
Have you guys been to Disneyland?
Not yet.
Speaking of, since you won our karaoke contest.
Nope, haven't gone yet. We're going soon. Someday.
Going soon?
She's like...
Hopefully by sometime next year, because that's when the tickets will be.
Yeah, sometime, you know. Someday.
Yeah.
I might just sell them. I don't hawk them.
Might just sell them. Just give them back to me then, dick.
Stand outside Disney Park. Yo, come here. Got some passes.
Does Burger King sell nuggets?
We have tenders.
Oh.
Because where the fuck is a nugget from?
Who the fuck is a tender from?
You know
any part of the chicken is tender.
You know where a nugget's from.
I think you could honestly eat all 50 and then give birth to a real chicken.
Would you? Okay, so they're selling 50 of them for $9, $10, right?
Yeah.
Something has to be wrong there.
We had the McNugget challenge here on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who won?
My brother and Johnny went up against each other. They had to eat how many McNuggets they could eat in like 6.5 minutes. My brother ate 43.
If my dog starts to
And then came back 30 minutes later with the 17 that were left over and was like, are you guys going to eat those? I'm like, no. And he walked off with them. Yeah, we have the video on the website. Check it out.
And he probably would. Either he gave birth to a chicken or he shat out a chicken.
Yeah, 3 days later, he's like, I still haven't shit. I was like, with all that grease, you think it would have, you know, what was the holdup?
It would have, like, slid right out, right?
Yeah.
Since we're on shit jokes now,
yeah.
Have you seen Bam has Where the Fuck is Santa? It's a DVD where he goes to the north. Well, he goes to Norway or Sweden or.
Did you say Pam?
Bam, Bam Margera.
From Jackass.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Married to a really hot.
Yeah, you have to get really specific sometimes.
So, anyways, they had. His
I think
Brian,
I can help with the whole Pam thing.
What's his name? He had one of his friends eat a deer eyeball, and a couple of days later, he actually shat it out whole. Like, the eyeball was just whole, just came right out.
Wow, you've already said the word shit, so I don't know why he had to say shat it.
I don't know. I go back and forth between shit, shat, poo.
Shart.
Yeah.
Shart.
Shoot.
Yeah, Mike likes the word shoot.
Yeah.
What are you eating over there?
It's on your damn business.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Is they,
it's not advertised.
Nobody fucking cares anymore.
Yeah, we're over it now.
Yeah.
I just got my
fast.
I got my Three Musketeers Truffle Crisp, and I got my Sunny Delight. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, sure. All right,
fine.
Yeah, fine.
We're good.
Let's move on.
Is your guitar tuned?
I don't know. Is it tuned?
It like it matters.
You know how it is with me.
Like, do you find like it's easier to play a guitar when you have it like scented, like maybe like bacon? Like, would that make it easier to play?
No, how no? Would it? Because I'd be busy licking my guitar the entire time.
So some self control, man.
What if it smelled like dill pickles?
Well, then he'll be licking it all the
time. No, because he doesn't like dill
Jay
pickles.
Would be licking it. Jay's a dill picker licker. Lick. You can't say it.
Can't even say it. Want to try that again?
Not really.
You have an edit button over here?
Nope.
Not
in the show.
I don't invest my time in that shit. Yeah.
Just go straight
What
on.
He says is what pickle, comes out.
Pickle licker? That's a dill pickle licker?
That's why every once in a while we play a game on the show called What Was Mad Mike Saying?
Yeah.
We wait a couple months, and then I throw something at him, and he goes, I don't know.
I
once he walks out of the studio, he doesn't listen to the show. So
it goes right over my head. That's funny, because half the time I actually do, and it still goes right over my head.
Like, he'll bust out into song, and he like have no idea that he did it.
Yeah. I'm definitely musically inclined on this show, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not, no.
So as I ask the guitar question, neither one of them has yet to check to see if it's in tune.
We do know that it does not smell like bacon.
And it doesn't smell like bacon or dill pickles.
No. I would want mine to smell like waffles. I love the smell of waffles. There's just something about them.
Do you play your guitar at Burger King?
No, I don't.
Have you thought about it, like at the drive-thru?
Because,
like,
I mean, your songs are
order.
So...
My store doesn't have a drive-thru. I'm inside a casino.
He's at Boulder Station.
But, you know, it's funny. We have the motorized scooter people, like the old people on motorized scooters, so that's basically my drive-thru because they'll just keep making circles around. I ask them to park. I'm like, can you go park over there? I'll bring it up to you.
Wow, that's so weird.
What? What are you talking about?
What?
Can you say Cool Whip?
Cool Whip?
Say cool.
Cool.
Whip.
So at least you get a lot of... You work the Boulder Station one. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. This is like a real Burger King. I feel so bad.
It is
right
a real
now.
Burger King.
What the hell is this? Can I feed this dog to the wombat?
That's what 50 McNuggets looks like.
And it's even the same color. you should have named him McNugget
instead of Bowser.
Your little McNugget, Bowser McNugget.
We had actually somebody left a comment on our website. They were actually doing a search. They were a college student doing an article on McDonald's, I guess, and the link popped up to our show because of the McNugget challenge. So they watched the video of the McNugget challenge.
McNab.
And now they've backed up and they've listened to other episodes. Yeah. So they're hooked now, just like those McNuggets.
Dear fellow commenter of the Rockin' Comedy Show, check out Junk in the Mud. It's the number one hit.
That was the Christmas show.
I
remember that.
How could you forget?
Smarticle particles. I got them. Okay. Occasionally. What are you singing?
I don't know. Something about Chicken McNuggets now.
I know, right?
I write something about Chicken McNuggets.
Do you ever write new material?
No.
I didn't think so.
This song's called Man Mike's a Fucking Wanker. Goes a little something like this. Man Mike's a fucking wanker. Thank you.
And that's it.
that's it, yeah.
Okay. Bravo.
Bravo, that's the best song ever.
Pretty soon I'm going to write more to it.
And we want to thank you for being here, Chris. We can leave on a high note.
Yeah. You want
to
play?
All right.
I thought she was going to play. You want us to just play something?
It beats dead air at
Make
this
it.
Point.
Do a classic track like
Blow Me.
Oh, like how about the song?
Did
from,
I ever play the other love song?
I don't know.
Well, okay. I guess I better. You know, let's play
that. One. Oh, that's fucked up.
Or the one from Muppet Take Manhattan.
You can't wait. She was all ready to go.
No, she wasn't. She didn't know what she was gonna play.
What's the one that Fozzie Bear sings?
Waka waka.
No, we're talking about it. Him and his natural habitat. A Studebaker, you know? Moving right along.
That's the name of the song.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, yeah.
You have to put up with this every week.
Yeah,
Yeah, sing that one. Go.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, all right. Oh. Like, I know that damn song.
You don't know that song?
Get out.
Classic.
Get out.
It's a little song I wrote back in the war.
Back in Nam?
When I was stationed in Obi-Wan Kenobi, 60 miles south of Qui-Gon Jinn.
We should have had you on last week. We were celebrating National Star Wars Day. You didn't know that? May 4th is the official, unofficial Star Wars holiday.
Wasn't that when Empire came out?
May the 4th be with you, from the Church of Jediism.
The one, I think Empire or Jedi came out on that day.
It was Empire.
Yeah. Oh. See, look at that.
Oh.
May the Force be with you. Thank you, George Lucas. For the original three, not the other three that came after that, because you were just a fucking fucktard.
There was an article that came out the other day that he made up the other three as he went along.
No, it
that was obvious.
Yeah.
No, really?
Have you ever seen the Clerks cartoons? Yes. There's that one episode where they put George Lucas on trial.
Yes.
But you said that you met him when he was an extreme starfighter, not when he was a little kid racing pods. Well, my son thought, you made it up. Admit it.
Admit it.
All right. So back onto the song I wrote in the war.
Right.
When I got stuck in the jungle, and I was forced to eat my shoes and wear Spam. Because who the fuck eats Spam?
Nobody. Hawaiians.
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 You're so weird.
So weird.
What?
Whiskey.
I can't even do it now. All right, shut up. Let me sing. How's the song go?
I don't know.
This is it. Well, I want to take you out. And I want to show you what it's all about. Oh, won't you just shut up? I want to sing this to you. This is just what I would like to do to your butt. I wanna fuck you, and fuck you, fuck you in your butt. I wanna fuck you, and fuck you, fuck you in the butt. I wanna fuck you, fuck you, fuck you in your butt. I wanna fuck you, fuck you, fuck you in your butt. I want to be sure you get some lube. Fuck you in your butt.
Why was I staring at Mike the entire time I was singing that song?
I don't know, Chris. Why were you staring at Mike the whole time?
I felt like it made a lot more intimate between us. Yeah. That.
We should have turned the lighting down a little bit more.
And lit some candles. Next time we'll know.
You can tell, like, when he gets into his songwriting process, it's very, you know, he probably has, like, candles lit and, like, the room set a certain way.
Didn't we talk about how I write songs?
A certain way, right? And then he writes, fuck you in the butt.
No.
You know?
That's not it. I write all my songs on the toilet while I'm taking a crap.
That, or he said something about soapy bath water.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And snorting pixie stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't deny that. Yeah. The rest is bullshit, but yes, pixie stick. I'm into that.
Well, does he even sell those anymore?
Yeah, dude, they're the big fucking ones now. It's diabetes in a straw.
Lance, you met him when we went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
This guy I used to work with at GameWorks and then ESPN Zone. When he was growing up, they had, you know, remember the Fun Dip?
Different
flavored Kool-Aids, and they had the candy stick. His mom wouldn't let him eat it like that. He had to make it into Kool-Aid.
Yeah, to try to get the most out of it.
And I go, and then he was like, he thought that was like the cool thing to mention. And I was like, is that because you're black and black people like Kool-Aid? He was like, oh, man, it's because we're from the ghetto. I was like, oh, that makes it better.
Sure, you're red water.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah. That makes it better.
I always thought his name was
I go,
Lance
did you at least
Swift.
Get to stir it with the candy stick?
So that's the question. What happened to the candy stick after you make Kool-Aid out of it? What do you do with it?
He probably did get to stir it, and then it was just
extra
sugar.
He took it to
sugar.
The candy shop.
Yeah. So that was a great song. Was your girlfriend the inspiration of that?
No, I've had that song for about 8 years, so it's...
Obviously, I was.
The inspiration was...
Yeah, obviously you
actually,
were.
Do you want to hear the original version of that song?
Not really.
Yes, you do. Thanks. Watch out, I'm taking your job one of these days. You keep missing days, and he has to keep getting guest hosts and all that. You better fucking watch out.
That's right.
You're going to come back, and there's going to be a Barca lounge just sitting right there, and me sitting in it. The original version of the love song to all the ladies. I want to fuck you. That's it.
Again, he looked at you.
He did, yeah.
Actually, this time I was looking at Charlie by his crotch.
That's
actually,
even more frightening.
Actually, I'm not sure if there's an opening. You could have been looking at my crotch.
Well, his head's right there. And
whose head? Wait a minute.
Little Mikey?
This conversation's going too far.
Charlie's right there, and he has a sad look on his face like, I don't want to lick the peanut butter
Chris,
again.
I promise you it wouldn't be that type of show.
Yeah.
Now, can you give the guitar to your lovely girlfriend? Because I want to hear her sing, I Want to Fuck You
Oh,
in the Butt.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and play the post line.
I don't know. What are you playing?
Can do you know any Flock of Seagulls?
Funny. What do you, I don't know what you want.
Like Iran?
Are there any other Flock of Seagulls songs?
Yeah, there's Iran Again.
And Iran One More Time.
Yeah,
I jogged.
Yeah.
I'm on a mean sprint.
I will be running.
Just play anything that you know. We won't judge you. You're a girl and you're not Chris.
Yeah. Separate Ways by Journey. It's fine.
Sing Do it. I win just because I'm a girl and not
Oh,
Chris?
Damn it.
I didn't know it was a contest.
Okay, who was it? Who
done
it?
Either.
There's only one person that would have done it if you're asking that question.
Out.
Oh, wow, really?
We're gonna take a break. We're gonna take a break so they can decide, and we'll be back after this.
Sound of safety and the sound of your family's belongings staying where they belong. In times like these, it's important to know how to protect your home, your family, and your valuables. A good strong lock on a solid door and frame can make a huge difference. Most burglars will spend no longer than a minute trying to break in. That's only as long as this radio announcement. Remember to lock your doors and windows. Even the best locks can't protect you unless you use them. Install bright outdoor lighting. If you have an alarm system, use it. And post signs that say your home has an alarm. Trim bushes and trees so your house is clearly visible to your neighbors and your street. If you ever return home to find that someone has broken in, do not enter. Call the police immediately. To learn more on how to keep your home and family safe, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. Let's all work together to keep our homes safe and sound. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. Do you want to make a difference? It's simple. Be responsible. Plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Do you know what that is? That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college student downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body and what they do with it. Your neighbor printing out your latest pictures for his collection. A man spending some alone time with your picture while no one else is around. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy J.
Spock, find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
This call could happen.
This could happen.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
What's up?
I just want to let you know Mike and I got arrested.
I'm not sure I heard you. What?
Mike and I got arrested last night.
What did you do that for?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm just kids.
We were just out having some drinks, and we got
pulled
over.
Well, that was stupid.
I know.
How many drinks did you have?
I don't know. We had a couple bottles, a table.
Well, it was obviously enough to get your fanny thrown in jail.
Okay, I know.
Yeah, I'll explain in a minute. I thought you were smarter than that.
I am.
You, honey, just roll over. Let me make sure I have this straight. You got drunk. You drove your car anyway.
Yes.
The kids. I'm talking to the kids. Right, you're arrested, and now you're in jail.
Correct.
Is that about it?
Yes, and I need you or Mom to come and get me.
No, I don't think you really want your mother to get out of bed and come down and bail you out.
Yes, I do.
Hey, sweetheart. Yeah, trust me.
We can do that.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Me, Mad Mike, and of course, Chris Reject. But you haven't introduced your girlfriend.
Oh, this is the...
This is my girlfriend!
Yeah, I didn't say that.
End of story.
She wishes to remain nameless because she is dating Chris Reject.
Yeah. We sympathize and empathize.
I didn't know I had a girlfriend until just now.
Yeah, I know, me neither.
Oh. Hi, how you doing?
Nice to meet you. Yeah, nice to meet you.
This is Roxy. Say hi, everyone.
Hello, Roxy.
Hi, everyone.
What's up?
Yeah. Why, hello.
Too much Family Guy, man. Too much Family Guy.
It was Hot Rod.
He's not getting that from Family Guy. He got that from Hot Rod.
Hot Rod. Have you seen the movie Hot Rod?
No.
Dude, it's fantastic.
Hot Rod.
Yeah.
It is fantastic.
Put the word hot and then rod together. It's bound to be a good movie.
Or it's bound to be a porno.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a porn. Now we won't watch it.
Yeah. No cable is fixed during the whole process.
That's was it Stamberg guy?
Yeah. All right, you're still stalling.
I know. All right, I think we'll do a cover song.
All right, great.
Woo, cover song.
Yeah. Ready? It's by a band called Gross Sister Rejects.
Oh, shit!
I wrote the song in the war.
Yeah.
Well, how is it a cover song if you wrote it?
No, I didn't write it.
It's a Canadian metal song.
Canadian metal? Rush?
They're not Canadian metal either.
Rock on, eh?
The fuck was that?
They're not British. Usually. They're French.
Who are?
The Canadians.
Ho-ho-ho.
What the hell did a dog just open the door?
Because they're very talented dogs.
Yeah, Mike told me about the peanut butter trick.
The peanut butter trick.
We'll do lies first.
Come on now.
Okay, we're going. All right, I wrote this song.
All this stolen.
Play a song about salmon.
Look, I know this to you is a very unprofessional show, and it is, but we like to make it sound professional.
We pretend that it's cool.
This was all pre-planned.
The only reason I'm doing this is to make Jay work by editing this show now.
You think that's the thing, is you think I'm going to edit this.
I know you are.
Oh, absolutely not. It is as is, my friend.
Now who's stalling?
Yeah, well, you could have been playing.
We're ready. We've been ready.
Well, then.
Go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, I did write this song, by the way.
Okay. On the toilet?
Yes! I had an epiphany when I wrote this song.
Is that what you call a major bowel movement?
No, they call that a hemorrhoid.
Excessive wiping.
Yeah.
And I lied like I always do, and I could never tell the truth. And I see it as just a way for me so that I could escape reality. With your lies, deceptions, all the cries, wish I could change your mind, cause I know what you wanna say, what you wanna do. You want me to just go walk away, and I know you want me to just leave. Kinda sad, I wrote this song and she plays it better than I do. One more chance, that's all I ask of you, and I will try to tell the truth. And if I can't, what would you do? And would you tell me that we are through? With your lies, deception, all the cries, wish I could change your mind, cause I know what you wanna say, what you wanna do. You want me to just go walk away. I know you want me to just live, just live.
It's burning people.
rock moment there.
Yeah.
So now it's done. We are now through. And now I wish I could just be with you.
With you.
What's sitting on the toilet? Oops. So now I leave and get the hell out of here. And I know that you wouldn't shed a tear. Oops. With your lies, deceptions, all the crimes, wish I could change your mind, 'cause I know.
Nothing. I've been quiet as a clam over here.
I lie like I always do, and remember to cover your junk in mud.
You'll have to hear that show just to understand it.
I keep her. What the hell is
that, my friend, is the big coloring book of vagina.
Look how eager he was to get that in his hand.
I got it.
Come on.
Can I read this?
Yes, or you could look at Natural Harvest.
Wait, that's the book that you were talking
about?
Wow.
This cookbook, and it all contains recipes that involve semen. Semen-based recipes. They're very good.
Okay.
You should try
them. I cannot vouch for anything in that book, unlike...
See? Doesn't that look tasty?
Special spicy sauce.
Take a look at that, too.
He's a handful now.
Here, can you give me some clay...
What do you want?
Something. Just play
tampon?
Anything that's kind of major chords.
Kind of like major chords?
Yeah.
How major?
Nice, happy, I quit.
Can you play?
No, I'm gonna read.
Ow!
What are you gonna read?
We're gonna read the big coloring book of vaginas. Just play anything.
Fantastic.
This is why, I don't even want to come in, you know?
The big coloring book of vaginas.
It's
illustrated by Morgan Hastings. Some are pierced. Some are tattooed.
Come get your pizza.
Some are very tiny. And some are like a gypsy dancer. Some stick out their tongue out at you. Some look very angelic.
Aww.
Some are extra lovely. And some are like a cave. Some clits are very prominent.
And some look like Jabba the Hutt.
And some have very full hips.
Jabba the Hutt.
Have you ever met...
After he was choked by Princess Leia.
Have you ever met a vagina that looked like Jabba the Hutt?
Thank God, no.
We're not done. Some peek out at you.
Pikachu.
Some are clamshells. Some are like gorgeous sea creatures. Now you can draw your own vagina here. It's a secret. All about my vagina.
Yeah.
My vagina looks like 2.5 bagels.
We've already gone over that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep on walking, pal.
Some have runway strips. Some are completely hideaway. Some could be large, like Jabba the Hutt.
Like Jabba the Hutt.
after being...
Some are very tangly. Some are very hairy. Some look like a tree.
A gnarly tree.
And some are like a hill to the Sermon.
Some look like old lady knees.
Some lips are sealed.
Some look like my weenus.
Some have big hoods. Some have dangly jewelry.
Some drive fast cars.
Some are very symmetrical. Some are very long. And of course, it's a guy that created the Big Book of Vaginas.
That's right.
Coloring Book of Vaginas.
That's right.
Very good. That's nice.
That was very nice. Yeah.
That should be a children's book right there. That should, we should.
It's,
can
it's
we sell that?
It's educational.
Yeah, it is.
You can't sell it. It's available on Amazon.
High protein smoothie.
Right. Anyway.
Almost white Russian.
Oh. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Chris Reject is in the kitchen cooking.
2 tablespoons of semen.
Yeah.
Cum cream caramel.
Say that again?
5 times fast.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I'm not even going to fucking try that again. Oh, I thought I was reading, I was just like browsing through it, and I thought it said 1 cup of semi-sweet cum. I was like, whoa, what? Like,
you know, a lot of chocolate that day. So how did so how did you and Chris meet? Well, he looks at the book.
I'm really into
like, any couples meet, I guess. Any people meet, you know.
Spunky candied pecan.
That doesn't make sense.
Dingy bar.
At the what?
A dingy bar. You know.
Oh, I thought you said the jizzy bar. I was like, whoa, where's
have
this place?
Have you been reading this book? Fucking A. Put that down.
Sorry, I just got into the good section desserts. we met at the Cheyenne Saloon.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
So, that's, that
yeah.
seems to be
that
you know,
like
a good watering hole.
Dingy bar. Yeah.
Hey, they got tiramisu. How much cum do I need for this one?
It's semen. Please.
Semen. Fresh semen. As opposed to non-fresh semen. So, after, you know...
Yeah,
you
can freeze it.
Yeah,
I mean, freeze it.
You put it in the fridge.
It gives you instructions on how to store it in the fridge.
Does it tell you to put an expiration date on it?
No.
You should, though. You should write it on there.
What about FIFO? You know, anybody work in a restaurant?
No.
You got it first in, first out.
You know, no, but you know, there's a frightening paragraph in there that talks about how semen is widely available in households and some restaurants.
Yeah.
In this room right now.
Anyway, Chris, what's going on with the grocery store rejects? You don't have a drummer.
No, I don't have a drummer.
You need a drummer.
Yeah, he still got deported.
Yeah.
Still?
He's still deported. He didn't come back.
There we go.
Well,
he tried to steal a plane.
So you can't play until you get a drummer.
I'm doing acoustic stuff here and there, and
which means he's not really doing
it. Yeah, that. Basically, yeah. I'm just doing
He's working at Burger King and going home.
And, yeah.
Stopping at Roberto's once in a while.
Yeah, hell yeah. Can't deny the Roberto's. No, actually, I'm playing in Georgia in August, so that's...
The only state that'll still have him.
Well, they've never had me before, and I'm pretty sure 5 minutes in, they're not...
Right, well, you go in there singing Junk and Mud, and it's over.
I can't do the W song. I can't play that song because, you know, they're a red state.
Let me tell you...
I don't want to be lynched. I'm pretty sure they still do that now.
Let me tell you, I think Brendan Paul's pretty embarrassed of the Junk and Mud song because a friend of mine, her boyfriend works at Trader Joe's, and Brendan Paul goes in there all the time, and he goes, oh, I heard you on the Rockin' Comedy Show. And he said, what? He goes, yeah, I heard you guys at Christmas time do the Junk and Mud song. He goes, I've never done a radio show like that.
That's great.
So, yeah.
I'm glad to be a part of people's demise.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brendan, that was awesome.
Brendan, you're doing great, but thanks to the Rockin' Comedy Show, you're failing.
Yeah. We're just humble.
Next week on the show, the world's shittiest Elvis.
All right, I'm there.
He is bad. Like, he starts his sideburns up here and he paints them in.
So,
and he's very and he's very well, we're having him on for a reason. Cuz he's the shitty Elvis. He doesn't know he's the shitty Elvis.
He thinks he's the great Elvis.
He really does. He's one of those Elvis impersonators I found out that really thinks he like lives the life of Elvis. He named his
Did he name his daughter like Henry Winkler?
No, he named his daughter Gracelyn.
Oh.
All one word, but it's G-R-A-C-E-L-Y-N-N, and then the middle name is Marie Presley.
Yeah, like, so he's, like, obsessed.
Yeah, and he's got his hair cut into, like, the Elvis style, but it's too far up, so it sort of looks like something about Mary. And he's very tan, and he was doing Show Bus of the Stars when we first saw him, and I got on, and I swear to God, I thought he was a Wayne Newton impersonator. And I was like, oh, wow, Wayne Newton. And he goes, no, I'm Elvis.
Any requests? Donkashane?
Yeah, he goes, are we going to do some requests tonight? And I was like, yeah, Donkashane. He goes, I'm Elvis, right? But Elvis couldn't even remember the words to Suspicious Minds, one of his all-time biggest hits. But he was doing songs from Elvis's movies, like Gotta Get Me from the Chicken Coop. And knew it, like didn't mess it up at all. But he could have, because I've never heard that song. And then he didn't know the track of his CD, and he goes, I don't know what's next, so we're just going to take it by ear and find out. I'm like, this is interesting. But he was telling Brendan Paul, yeah, we do 22 songs up on the bus. He goes, wow, that's like a concert. And I go, Brendan, don't let him fool you. I said, he couldn't remember half of them. And he goes, oh, yeah, me and Brendan go way back. Yeah, he goes, I work over at the Graceland Wedding Chapel, which is what Brendan owns. And I asked Brendan, he goes, yeah, we had to let him go because he was creeping people out.
Sounds like it.
He's really, and I wasn't gonna have I wasn't gonna have him on because I have this agreement with Brendan that I would never have any other Elvis impersonators on because he, you know, he's been the staple on the show for so long. But I told Brendan, I go, the world has to meet the shittiest Elvis, and he's like, have fun with it.
That's wow. Cool.
I mean, yo,
and then the week after that, it's the world's shittiest Rod Stewart impersonator.
That he was can't. Yesterday. Yeah, that was last week. You were already here.
Yeah.
Martin.
Martin Andrew.
He was here last week. But he can't play guitar. So
to Elton John anyway.
He can't play guitar, and he's an Elvis impersonator.
He needs to find a new career.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
I'll have to find a picture of him because he's
yeah, be a Christian reject impersonator. That's well, Mike already has that taken care of. So.
Ding, ding, ding. Fuck you in the butt. Ding, ding, ding.
I
wrote the song on the freaking bus.
If you're going to impersonate ding, me, ding. Stop doing your little gay accent, you know?
Do my gay... This would be my gay accent.
Oh, no.
Why do you hate him so much? You know, Jerry? They took his dog.
Oh, no. Not Zeus.
Oh, no.
I know.
I did... what I've been doing. Going back to the question, what I've been doing.
Right.
I actually just recorded an acoustic EP.
No, please continue. That was uncalled for, Bowser.
Yeah, it was really uncalled for. If you're going to insult him, wait till he leaves the room.
I know,
so
right?
We do it to everybody. Not right to their face. That's not our style.
You're my new Scott Kimes. You're my new Scott Kimes.
Nice.
How's your best friend doing?
Huh?
How's your best friend doing?
Who?
Scott Kimes.
He was never my best friend. Get out.
Yeah.
So back to what you were doing.
I just recorded a 3-track EP, acoustic, that comes out pretty soon. It's... Should be next week. Are you laughing?
Yeah,
well,
I'm like...
Do you want me to mention that you were on it too?
No, I just want you to mention the Martin that you played.
Oh, yeah, I accidentally stole the guitar.
Accidentally.
And traded mine.
Yeah, I was recording with hers. Went did an open mic at Brass Lounge, and somebody had moved her guitar, and I grabbed their guitar and just walked all the way to my car, got in my car, went home. Next day, we go to record. I opened up this guitar case. I'm like, this isn't the right guitar case. Open up, it's a really expensive guitar. I'm like, fuck it. We're going to record with it anyways. Yeah.
We'll still score for you then, I guess.
Yeah, but we had to give it back because she wanted her guitar back.
So your guitar was better than the stolen one?
No.
You found your guitar?
Yeah, the guy that I guess owned the Martin was like, I have this really shitty Epiphone. I'd like my Martin back, please.
I tried, you know, I thought, hey, she would love this guitar.
Right.
Yeah.
You can only do so much.
It's true.
But yeah, I got an EP coming out, so, and we're looking for a drummer, but
No, why an EP? Why not like a whole album?
Time constraints and money issues.
Probation.
Yeah.
No, that was the drummer.
Community service.
That's the reason he got
Burger
deported.
King. Boulder Station. there's a series of
We should
excuses.
Have a meet Chris Reject day where I'll just go to Burger King.
Come on now. I'm there 5 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon. Wednesday through Sunday.
What a shitty shift.
Oh, it's the best shift. I can sleep. I'm a manager. I sit in the office. You guys have fun and fall asleep.
That's funny shit.
I don't have to work.
That's when they take the Sharpies and draw all over his face. Yeah. Put the little Burger King crown on him.
We should all show up in those electric scooters, too. That'd be good.
Just have a little race.
Yeah, we'll make the drive-thru.
Have a race. Yeah. It'll be like NASCAR around my restaurant.
It's been a lot. You know, I've eaten at that Burger King.
There's a woman that comes in that we swear is an ex-pirate or something because she has an eye patch and she's on a motorized scooter. Like, I'm going to put a sail on it. Yar. Little parrot, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, I got to tell you right now. I rediscovered the greatest cereal like in the world, and I'm so glad I did. It's at Walmart.
If you say Cap'n Crunch.
No, I do have that at my house, though. That is a great cereal. Dude, Fruit Loops with marshmallows. Right?
So anyways, I'm playing in Georgia in August.
Does this just blow your mind?
Just you, not the band?
No, the band can't.
Well, him and the drummer.
Yeah, he's gonna be there.
Me and the drummer showing up.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Anyway, how'd you get in here? I don't know.
Where am I? You're in Georgia. Why the fuck am I in Georgia?
Because nobody's gonna look for you here.
Yeah. Why is he black?
He's going to go look for the Duke boys and go tear up
How
the
many
town.
Black people do you know get deported?
I don't know. That's the thing. He could have been the first. Maybe they accidentally thought he was Puerto Rican.
No, if he was Puerto Rican, they would have put him in the Major League Baseball.
That's true.
Is your drummer was Mexican?
No, he's Bolivian.
Oh.
Can you Bolivia that?
The obvious jokes have been made.
Yeah.
And then the last drummer we had, we fired. And his dad sent him away because he had a really bad drug addiction.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, well, intervention.
You sure know how to pick him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, wow. That's a good screening process you got there.
Can you play drums? Well, yeah, you're in.
Your next step's Craigslist to look for a drummer. Oh, he's done it. The MySpace one heads. I've done that too.
Like back in the 80s, I was really good, but I don't have thumbs anymore, but like I can still tape them to my hands.
You're in!
All right, can you do another song for us?
Before we
kick you on out of here?
I think you should do a song.
Why didn't you do a song? You're the one.
Play Not Enough.
Are you serious?
Come on.
Yeah,
we want to hear you. We'd much rather hear you.
Yeah, exactly.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood. What?
Relax, don't do it. When you want to come. And then you can make it.
I was just thinking that. And you can put it in Natural Harvest.
Have you seen Weekend at Bernie's 2?
Who hasn't?
Isn't that a great movie?
It wasn't as good as the first one.
Oh, what? Told
I
you.
That.
First one's way better.
Yeah. No.
That's like saying Mannequin.
The only reason you like the second one is because of the dance. And that doesn't uphold the whole 90 minutes.
I didn't believe, wow, he has a voodoo thing where he can move now. I kind of like the first one where they had him move him themselves.
I like the second one.
That's kind of like saying Mannequin 2 on the move was better than Mannequin 1.
I didn't even see those.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Mannequin 2, Electric Voodoo.
It doesn't uphold the Mannequin 3.
Guys, be quiet. She was going to sing a song.
Yeah.
You guys
did you watch her. 4 Never-Ending Stories?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, it never ends, dude. What do you expect?
Yeah, it's a never-ending jackass. It's probably more than that by now.
I know, right? There's, like, Land Before Time, like, 9.
Yeah, 47. Yeah. So Land Before Time, 47.
The dinosaurs in the big city.
Yeah, I know. What?
Wait, that's Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem. I'm just watching. I'm quite entertained.
Actually, I did see the original Jurassic Park in a Chinese restaurant a couple days ago. Dude, it still looks really good. Like the special effects are still like really good. Like I thought, like I was gonna watch it, like these dinosaurs are gonna look so fucking cheesy. They didn't. They looked really good. I was surprised.
It's not going to change over the years.
Well, no, like
it's
like
still going to look good. if you compare it to, I don't know, the original Land of the Lost, those dinosaurs are freaking fantastic.
Sleestak's own.
You know what's funny is, what if we built a time machine?
A hot tub time machine?
Yeah, well, I was going to say a DeLorean, but we'll go with a hot tub. And we go back in time, and the dinosaurs in real life look like the ones from Land Before Time, and all that, and Land of the Lost, and all that, like, like all
so, animated and clay.
Yeah. What if they actually look like that?
That'd be weird.
It would be weird.
No wonder they went extinct.
Yeah, and they wouldn't even taste good. Did you ever eat Play-Doh? It's not good. Like, who eat? I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with Play-Doh. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you gotta cook it. It really.
No, you don't gotta cook it.
Yeah, when you cook it, it brings out the flavor. When you get the little Play-Doh bake oven, and you can make the hamburgers.
Okay, do you know what like cooked Play-Doh reminds me of? No. Crunchy cat turds. Okay.
Well, I've never eaten a crunchy cat turd.
I actually had a friend who used to eat the crunchy cat turds.
What's his name, Mike?
No, Andy. His name was Andy, and he did.
Yeah, we'll go with that. His name was Andy.
I like that alias a lot.
He goes by Drew now. He's grown up.
Andy, I mean, the first name in you know, the book there.
Yeah.
Let's see, Andy, Benjamin, Caleb, Daniel. We'll go with Andy.
Andy, sounds good. You know, in the Baha'i religion, they worship some guy named Bob? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Bob is God. You spell his name backwards, it's still Bob.
Yeah, well, I'm serious. My mom, I remember my mom used to go to these things when I was a little kid for their Baha'i faith thing, and they always used to be like, and then Bob came down and walked the earth.
I don't think your mom was at a real church.
Yeah, right, seriously.
All right, let's hear this song.
The entire time at this church.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Cute girl wants to sing.
There's a cute girl in here?
Yeah.
We don't try to get. We don't talk about that too much.
Yeah, eat that motherfucker! I beat your ass to that, Sarah. Anyways, so this is the song.
I'm like afraid to play now. Something cool might happen, and I might miss it. No, okay. This is an original song I wrote. It's called "Not Enough."
Of anything in particular, or just
yeah, not a, you'll hear.
You, okay. You'll get it. Okay, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay.
Yeah, so this means you're gonna, you have to listen. Yeah. You're gonna have to listen and pay attention.
Okay, it's like when you cook like four corn dogs, but there's only like a little teaspoon of ketchup, and you're like, not enough.
Like kind of sort, it's something like that.
Okay. All
right. Well, I'll just you make what you want of it.
Okay, I will.
This is too much to fit in my head or my bed where you used to be. I'm standing here shaking. Yeah, I'm shaking like crazy because my heart is breaking inside. It's killing me because apparently it's not enough for me to give up all that I could. I can't believe that you just assumed that I would. It's calcified that you couldn't see all I could be. Well, you have her now and you don't need me. Never meant to sound as bitter as they do, but now the glitter is gone and made my eyes sparkle like you said they did to you. That was so very long ago when things are changing now, and I'm all alone. It's not enough for me to give up all that I could. I can't believe that you just assumed that I would. It's kind of you couldn't see all I could be. Well, you have her now and you don't need me. Just assume that I would. It's kind of sad
that you could see all I could be. Well, you have her now and you don't need me. It's not enough for me to give up all that I could. I can't believe that you just assumed that I would. Can't stand that you couldn't see all I could be. Yeah, well, you have her now and you don't need me.
Chris, thanks for coming. But I don't think we need you anymore.
Yeah, we'll finish up the interview with Roxy here.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yay!
That was good.
Yeah, I know she's not that good, but it's okay.
Yeah,
she's learning. She's
figuring it out.
So that's awesome. So how long have you been singing? Oh, about 5 minutes.
Yeah. She just wrote that song just now.
Yeah. Off the top of my head, just like all my life, really.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Parents, musicians, grandparents, musicians, great-grandparents, musicians. Well, some of them are, actually.
I'm leaving now. My exit. That's awesome, though. So, have you done any, like, have you been in bands or anything like that?
Yeah. A few years ago, I was in a band up in Oregon, but we disbanded. Whoa. So I could move back to Vegas, because I like it here better.
Yeah?
No offense to anybody from Oregon, it's just, I don't know.
Like the scene out here.
We don't let anybody from Oregon listen.
You like that Cheyenne Saloon better?
Yes, actually, because where I was in Oregon, there were about 3 bands in the entire.
If you had to pick Cheyenne Saloon, the dive bar, or a hot poker in the eye, what one would you pick?
Dive bar. I'm sorry. I love the dive bar. I something about, you know.
I've never been to the dive bar. I've been to a bar called the Art Bar.
Oh, that's a cool place. Yeah.
I saw a band called Hours out and behind.
Our bar's not around anymore.
I know.
Our bar? No, really? Like,
yeah.
It's gone?
It down, yeah.
Yeah, it's something's there. There's a new place there now.
I like playing the Art Bar, but with my ADD, I was distracted by all the mirrors around the stage. Watching myself the entire time.
There's a bar now there. I think it's Don't Tell Mama. I think it's the name of the bar now. I think that's where the Art Bar used to be.
Don't Tell Mama.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's
I'm kind of sad. That's the only shithole bar I've ever been to, and it's gone.
Yeah.
I'm like a bad omen for bars now.
Yeah, well, don't go to bars.
Don't go to bars, yeah. That's funny.
Especially
Great.
Ones.
Great Choices is now going to be closed now.
Yeah, matter of time.
Cheyenne Saloon.
Yeah.
I've never actually been inside the Cheyenne Saloon.
Good, don't.
Yeah. We went outside and saw... We were actually outside to meet Anybody Killa and Blaze. No? They're ICP guys, I guess.
What about the Golden Palms, you know, the karaoke there?
No, that was awesome place. Too bad Frankie almost doesn't live in Vegas anymore. He did have some awesome karaoke nights.
Oh, the guy that moved?
Yeah.
That was on.
Yeah, that was a pretty fun night.
It was a good night.
Yeah, I love seeing Scott Kimes' intimate one-night performance.
Oh, with his guitar?
Yeah. With his cover songs.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I'll have to explain the Scott Kimes story to you.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It's really not that interesting.
Honestly, I don't think there's a story that you guys have that's not interesting. Just putting that out
there. Wow. Wow.
Oh.
A compliment right to our fate.
Holy smokes.
That doesn't happen very often.
I know.
Weird.
I'm pretty sure they'll still have you back on the show. You don't have to kiss their ass.
You can come back anytime. Chris on it.
Yeah.
I'm her ride.
Oh, damn.
Look.
You'll drive out there?
We don't need to know the sexual stuff.
No. I'm still a virgin.
Right.
Oh, I hope your dad doesn't hear this show.
No, we're not.
Does he live in Oregon?
No.
No.
All your family lives in Vegas?
Not all my family, just my parents.
Just your parents?
Well, don't tell them about it. They won't hear it. Just, yeah. Like,
he's going to Google search the tags on this from just Roxy Gun. So, click.
I would never.
What the hell is this?
I wouldn't want her to get in trouble. I would want her to come back.
Yeah.
See? I'm not a dick all the time, Chris. Shut the fuck up and get out.
Yeah.
Jay, why are you a dick? Because people made me that way.
That's right.
So anyway, well, I want to thank you both for being here. Awesome. Awesome. Glad that we could end on a good note.
Yes.
It's usually like, you know, I'm running for mayor. Vote for me.
Mind if I plug real quick?
You can do whatever you want.
I got my shoes on for you, Mike, by the way.
Oh, nice. My shoes for you. Nice, so you know. Perfect. The bum shoes. I love those things.
My bum shoes.
So, yeah, plug away.
Speaking of the Cheyenne Saloon. Speaking of the Cheyenne Saloon, my new band's debut is being held there at 8 o'clock on June 11th.
And the name of the band?
It's the Roxy Gunn Band.
Right. Nice.
Yeah. Playing with a couple other bands, including Sex Pop Suicide. So.
And do you do covers of Grocery Store Reject songs?
No, I don't want to embarrass him. You know, it's just out of the kindness of my heart.
Served on a platter.
So wait a minute. So
no,
can I say this real
no.
quick? Come on. Let me. Hold on. I want to play one more song.
No,
you're just
gonna embarrass yourself.
No.
You're just gonna embarrass yourself.
Look at that. You can't even manhandle a guitar from a woman.
So you don't want to embarrass, you know, GSR, huh? You want to let go of the strings or
nope.
Yeah. Go ahead and capo that for me.
Yeah, funny.
Come on, give him one more chance. We'll see if he can redeem himself.
He can't, not with this one. Bad enough. Sorry.
What? You don't want me to play your own song?
I can play it myself.
You can sing it. I'll play it for you. I can play it a little bit better than you can.
Oh, you have another song you can do?
I've got an Arsenal song.
Oh, well, come on.
All right, fine.
Come on, let's do this. We'll let you do one more.
Sound like Donkey Kong.
You should have just dropped me off.
Well, if you want to.
All right.
When are we going to go go-kart racing again?
I'm trying to make myself sexy for you first.
We're trying to make it happen.
I want you to be able to just want to lick my navel. Yeah.
Your navel's not up here.
I was going
to
say.
I was trying to point down, but you can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's down there, yeah. did you want to do something like that?
No.
Are you sure? Yeah, no. I mean, you know, just Wednesdays are good for me.
Come on, let her do the songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't want to have to edit the show, and it's already that 5.5 hours.
Chris, would you shut up? 5 seconds.
Yeah, really, Chris. All you do is fucking talk. Let her sing.
Thank you.
Sorry.
He was just happy to see you.
Yeah.
No, it's actually a banana. All
right.
Let her get started before you fuck her up.
All right.
Just when I thought I'd seen it all, I didn't expect this at all. I used to think love came for free, but now you found a girl and she's better than me. You'd never lie, and I said if you left I'd die, but here I am and my heart still beats, not for you anymore, so I'll change the sheets. Well, I guess this is the end when I tell you that I'll never see you again, and that I'm gonna end it like this with my foot out the door. And you just fucked up my whole song, you bastard. The band will be better live, I promise.
As long as Chris isn't there, we believe you.
But I don't care about you anymore, so I'll pop another Prozac and mop the floor. Cause, well, I've got nothing better to do than stare at your pictures and dream of you. Well, I don't know if you got very far, cause guess what, you left me the keys to the car. And I can see it now, you're just walking about. Well, I hope that you walk in so your legs give out. Well, I guess this is the end when you tell me that I'll never see you again. And I didn't know it could end like this with your foot out the door and a goodbye kiss.
Take your pants off.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
feeling fine, and everything is starting to fall back into line. And then, out of the blue, you give me a call. Well, I didn't expect this at all. You say you just needed a break, and that you've made a huge mistake. Well, I'm sorry, love, but I'm over you. I apologize, dear, but it's the truth. So I guess this is the end when I tell you that you'll never see me again. And now I'm gonna end it like this with my foot out the door and a goodbye kiss.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice, very nice.
Super nice clapping.
Probably the worst I've ever played.
We practiced it. That's what we were texting. 1, 2, 3.
Go.
Clack. It was good. It was really good.
No, but thank you.
Oh, it was good. When you have to listen to Chris all the time, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
We like you both.
We do.
Yeah.
Good old
you a little bit more.
Show many times. He's a veteran.
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah.
Like the 5 times I've done the show makes me a veteran?
Yeah, that really does.
Yeah. Two
Most
times.
Don't want to come back.
Two times really makes you a veteran. What the fuck? I've done this show for 20 years.
You're ancient.
I know. I feel it.
How's the serious thing going?
See, if we were to get
fuck
the time
you.
Machine going.
Just asking if it's still good.
What serious thing? My relationship? What are you talking about?
Yeah. You would still find Crazy Jay.
What was that?
What?
Something about dinosaurs.
I said if we did get that time machine going and you did go back in time where there were dinosaurs, you would still find Crazy J.
That's right. I'd be in a cave.
And Michael J. Fox.
Fucking doing the rockin' comedy show.
Yeah, the rockin' comedy show.
Wah, 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 wah.
Anyway.
What's the deal with this fire, huh?
Why is it so hot?
Why is it so hot?
Why do girls not like to be clubbed in the head?
Yeah.
What, are we doing a Seinfeld now?
Yeah, we are. Got a problem with it?
Yes,
get the fuck out.
Okay.
We have that authority. Get Big Lance to come in and toss you out. Anyway, we want to thank you for being here.
Yeah. Well,
and when is your gig again?
June 11th.
June 11th. Nice.
8 o'clock, you said?
Yes.
21 and older?
Yep. Giant Saloon.
$5 to get in?
I'm not sure if there's a cover or not. I should probably look into
just
that.
Just say $5. It sounds good.
Yeah, $5.
All right.
And a tip if you're cool like that.
And a tip?
$5 and a tip. That's nice.
Somebody pays $5. Here's my tip.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Put that away.
Only you would do that. Yeah, we're expecting
you. All right, guys. Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Ah, that's a good one. Get up and dance, baby. If you're driving, pull over to the shoulder. If you're at work, yeah, time to violate the employee handbook. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, visit fightarthritispain.org, baby. This message is brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Mom,
not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is Tom Lehrer, and you're listening to the Crazy J Show.
Right.
Scanlon.
Dude, stop.
Mike and I got arrested.
So, what's going on?
I said Mike and I got arrested.
No, seriously, I'm almost up to level 6, man. Stop kidding around.
I'm not kidding around. It was drunk driving, dude.
You crack me up, man.
I'm not being funny.
Yeah, like you're that stupid.
yeah, well, we are that stupid because it happened last night.
You are that stupid. Dude, I'm sorry, man. That is messed up. So you in jail?
Yeah, we need you to come and get us.
Oh, man, I got another life. Another life. Yes. You got another life, too, I guess, in jail.
You're such a funny guy.
I just powered up. No, I'm right. Sorry. I'm listening to everything, man. Totally serious. So is anybody going to bail you out?
You.
Because it ain't going to be me.
What? It's got to be you.
I tell you what, man. Don't make eye contact with anybody.
Jesus.
Don't drop the soap.
I fucking hate you.
And get Michael Vick's autograph for me.
He's already on his job. Funny stuff. Playing. Yeah. What's up, dude? I'm playing a video game. I'm on my last level. I got arrested. Ah, I cheated. That's what he would do.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I asked him the other day. I hadn't talked to him in a while. So I sent him a text. And I was like, what's up? I'm busy, got a lot going on. My girlfriend's moving in.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah,
well, for how long? And is she moving in, against her will?
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Yeah. Is she really moving in against her will? I don't, did you go up there and go, what is this rack smell like?
Yeah. This chloroform's really getting around town.
It's becoming a hot.
Somebody needs to talk some of that my way.
It's becoming a hot item here in Vegas.
Good Lord.
What does this smell like?
Man.
It's good stuff.
Unreal.
So, anyway, I want to thank them for coming in. Next week, Shitty Elvis.
Shitty Elvis. Woo! I'm so excited for this.
Frank Castro.
I cannot wait.
Now,
I'm going to ask if Frank Castro is his real name.
It sounds like Chuck Castro.
Yeah, dude, that's why. Like the Vietnamese hamster.
Yeah.
With no legs.
I mean,
looks like a Twinkie.
I'm wondering if he's going to wear the same thing he had on Show Buzz of the Stars that makes him look like Wayne Newton.
You should tell him to wear that.
I wonder if he's coming dressed as Elvis. If he comes dressed as
the webcam.
Wait, if he comes dressed as Elvis, like wearing an Elvis outfit,
yeah.
That tells you he's really into Elvis. Because Brendan Paul doesn't come dressed like Elvis.
No, he doesn't.
He's never once. Even if he has a gig before he's supposed to be here, I've never on this show.
Like Elvis.
I've seen him dressed like Elvis because I've been to gigs where he's been.
But he doesn't do that before.
But not he doesn't come here and be like wearing the white jumpsuit and he's just.
We'll pull out the webcam.
What's up, baby? Yeah, we pull out the webcam for Frank Castro.
Hey there, Bubba. Be a prince on a
first. And then if you guys have questions, we'll be like, we're live on the webcam.
Yeah, but make them nice. We talk dirty after.
Yeah. We have a guest here that says you look nothing like Elvis, but you look like Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
Like, what do you say about that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not Wayne Newton.
I know. Can you play Donkey Shane?
Yeah. Sing Suspicious Minds up until you don't remember the words.
Yeah. And then play Donkey Shane.
Then cut into Donkey Shane, and we'll see which one
sounds
better. And if you can do Donkey Shane and it sounds fantastic, then you should go as Wayne Newton. But he can't sing either.
Yeah, he can't sing at all.
He's lost his voice.
His show's done already.
Yeah, he finished.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got to see him.
No, you got to see the legend.
Yeah, that was the first time I'd ever seen him.
I've seen him twice. I saw him when he was at Harris when I started with the VDC. And they're like, no, you got to go see it because he's, you know, a Vegas icon, blah, blah.
Was he bad then?
He wasn't as bad.
Oh.
He was still pretty bad, but the band would play over him, and it was a totally different show then. But he still was losing his voice.
Yeah.
And then when he went to the Tropicana.
That was bad.
It was really bad. So.
I don't even know why he even thought.
The Waniacs will continue to see him every time he performs.
I know. I can't believe that. That's such a bummer that you can lose your voice like that.
Well, you know, if you don't sing properly, it can happen.
Is that what it is from?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Over-singing, singing too loud, smoking, living the party life.
Oh, I'll do it, I guess.
Yeah, it will.
Smoke and pull.
I wouldn't know anything about that. Like, where did that come from?
I just feel like you probably messed with your larynx.
Smoking pull.
Yeah.
Like, out of nowhere.
Get caught in your vocal cords or something, maybe. What do you think all hookers? All hookers talk like this. $5. Hey, pal. $5.
Glenn gets in the back of Krista's car today, and she's always got, like, empty Gatorade bottles and cigarette packs. They're all empty. It's always a mess back there. Ugh. And he's like, my God, what is this? And I was like, welcome to Dumpster 3. And he goes, oh, I didn't know it was mobile.
Direct to you.
That's why nobody can find it.
Yeah, it's always on the move. Try your closest Lowe's.
Welcome to Dumpster 3.
Ouch. That's great.
It's fantastic.
Disappear here.
Yeah. We got to find that dumpster. That's still there. We found a dumpster one time, Mike and I, and it actually spray painted on the...
Disappear
here. You can disappear here.
Yeah, we want to see if we actually can.
I'm sure. If you come up missing, that's the first place I'm checking.
Yeah, I know, right?
Heading downtown towards Fremont Street.
Yeah, the Fremont Street sign. They get hit every week.
Yeah.
They have to put a new one up, like, every week.
Oh, that's good stuff. Well, that's going to do it. Kind of a short show this week, but, you know, because Chris Rejek ruined it.
I mean, he did.
You know, he just kind of sucked the energy out of it.
Sucked, like, you know what he reminds me of? A Japanese vampire. You know, they suck your soul out through your butthole. He looks like a butthole sucker to me.
In his case, his shoes.
His shoes. He looks, you know what, he looks like a brown eye slurper, doesn't he?
The look on your face when we said he worked at Burger King, like, you didn't believe me the first time I ever said it.
You know what, dude? I'll be honest with you. He just looks like a person that would work at Burger King. It's so bad, but it's true. And then to find out he's management. Oh, God.
Hey, I'm going in because I need a job.
Yeah, dude, seriously.
Chris.
Come on, man. Hook a brother up.
Hook me up.
Come on, man.
I want a Whopper with cheese.
I want a Whopper with cheese.
I'm broke. I don't have any money.
Dude, he could have even brought us some food.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he didn't bring us nothing.
Yeah, I said that to his face, and he totally ignored it. I was like, oh, you're the manager, but you can't bring us any food. You come in here empty-handed.
I know, dude. Come on now.
Yeah.
We're talking about
Martin
Andrew
brought us steak and lobster.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, what the hell, man?
Yeah. Don't you know you're
supposed to... And he brought us crumpets.
Yeah, don't you know you're supposed to bring us gifts?
Yeah, dude.
On your fifth time?
Yeah, the fifth time gifts. Everybody knows that.
Because you're thankful. You're thankful.
That somebody will pay attention to you.
Yeah, you're like, oh, they still care enough to have me on the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was. I guess your gift this time was...
Even though you are a corn-eyed wrangler.
Your gift this time was your hot girlfriend.
Yeah. She's pretty cute.
And her incredible voice.
She had a very great voice.
Very great.
Her songs were good.
I
was impressed.
Impressed.
Yes.
Anyway, so, you know, happy birthday, Captain Morgan.
Happy birthday to my brother.
Happy birthday to your brother. And anybody else that has a birthday this week.
Yep. Yeah. Anybody else. Yeah. Anybody else. I feel sorry for those who were born on the 17th. May the 17th be with you.
See, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
No.
All right. So fuck off.
That's it. We'll catch you guys next week with Frank Castro.
Yes. Elvis extraordinaire. Wayne Newton.